about me when you're waking up in the middle of the night? Do you ever wonder what I'm doing when I'm home alone? Do you ever pull my number up in your phone and convince yourself not to call? Do you ever question why you let me go at all? 'Cause I was your number one, I was your girl, I was your world. I was the one you needed when you fell. You're down on your knees, it's true, but you broke my heart in two. So I hope that it was worth it, 'cause I'm never coming back to you. After 4 months crying, I was finally strong enough to put you out of my mind. After days of writing, I was able to put tears to song. After hours of therapy, I saw that you were bad for me and knew it was time to quit. After second guessing every minute I spent in it, 'cause I was your number one, I was your girl, I was your world. Down on your knees, it's true, but you broke my heart in two. So I hope that it was worth it, 'cause I'm never coming back to you. Yeah, I hope that it was worth it, 'cause I'm never coming back. In my head wondering how many times you said I was the one, while you were in her bed sheets of sweat, telling her the same thing, calling her baby. Up at night after light, running through all the ways you've tried to make me stay. But in the end, I can't spend all of my time, go on wasting my mind on you. 'Cause I was your number one, I was your girl, I was your world. I was the one you needed when you fell. You're down on your knees, I hope that it was worth it, 'cause I'm never coming back to you. Yeah, I hope that she was worth it, 'cause I'm never coming back to you.
That was Charlotte Morris and Your Number One, knitting from her latest album, Wild Child. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your Cabacus Never, Romy the Rodeo, and the Italian Digenec. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome the show today, the one and only Charlotte Morris. Hey, Charlotte, how are you today?
I'm so good. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, we're very, very happy to have you with us indeed today. We just heard this great song of yours, Your Number One. Now, when it comes to the origins of this song, Charlotte, how did it come about? Are there any stories behind this song?
Yeah, so all of the songs that I write are very autobiographical. So about things that either happen in my life or my friends, my family, any situation, honestly, that's like kind of close to my heart. And so this song, if you're listening to the story of it, did happen to me. This kind of is about one of my previous relationships and how it ended. And it didn't end so well, clearly. But yeah, that's, you know, life for you, I guess.
Well, it's definitely a great, great song indeed. And when it comes to this latest project of yours, Wild Child, what are folks to expect from it? And tell us a little bit about sonically and stuff, what this album is all about.
Yeah, so Wild Child, I'm really excited to release it. Didn't really have this thought process when I was choosing them for the arsenal and vulnerable songs that I've written to date about tough things that have happened in my life over the... So on that front, there's to be heard in some of the songs, as well as some absolute triumphs and like moments of growth and strength and resilience, which I'm really excited to share with everybody. And I'm excited about kind of what we found in the album as a whole, because I kind of span a few different genres in my music. Like, there's a lot of country aspects, but there's also a lot of Americana and folk, and even some jazz at some time, like at some points in some of my songs. And so I feel like we found a really amazing like amalgamation of these genres within the album, and creating a very evocative, a very almost tangible album that people can listen to, and they can like feel the emotion of the song because of what I wrote, but also because of what the band and my producer was able to do in the studio with it.
And it's definitely a fabulous, fabulous album indeed. And when it actually comes to yourself, would you consider yourself a wild child?
I think still as an adult, I have a lot of pull to like go out on the road and travel and see new things and have new experiences, and a lot of pull to like leave everything that I knew behind and start over. And sometimes I do it and sometimes I don't. But there's a lot of drive within me to kind of defy what is maybe expected of me in society, or, you know, expected just in terms of like my next step. So like to keep myself and others watching on their toes. So definitely some wild child in me.
Well, that's fantastic stuff. And going back to one of your latest singles that we recently heard, Your Number One, when it comes to you now in life, who is your number one?
Right now, it's me. I think that for a really long time, I spent a fair amount of my life like looking for a person, looking not for external validation, but it's really nice to like, you know, have a person that fair number of years trying to find that, and realize how much I love to be with myself. And like, I love to travel alone. I love to, with me and my dog, we'll go out and travel and like eat dinner someplace and like have a completely new experience that of course I could have with another person, but I've learned a lot about myself doing that by myself. And so it's taken a very long time, but I'm finally in this space where I have like I don't need another person to validate my experiences or to be the person to kind of lift me up when I'm down, because I can do that for myself now.
Well, very well said indeed. And as of course, and it's coming out quite a bit now as well, country music, you know, often celebrates hometown pride. And what's the one thing about your hometown that you think makes it unique and heck, maybe worth celebrating in a song?
Yeah. So I grew up outside of Philadelphia in a town called Haverford, Pennsylvania. And there's a lot, honestly, like, there's not much that the town itself is known for aside from there's a college there called Haverford College. It's a great school. And then, of course, you know, it's right outside of Philadelphia. So there's a lot of people living there who commute in and kind of work in the area. But there was such a breadth of knowledge to be gained. And there was so many different experiences to kind of pull at as a child, both from my education, but also like a cultural standpoint, from, you know, all of the museums and all of the amazing cultural aspects in Philadelphia. Those were right there. And then there was a ton of amazing schools like right in our area, all within like 10 minutes of each other. And then on top of that, it was a community where people were excited and willing to, you know, help out, whatever that was. So if it was like, oh, you know, your kid is interested in science, well, I'm not a scientist, but here I know 7 people who could come and they would be so happy to like show you around their job and take you to work. There was just like such a drive for everybody to help each other out and to help each other set up this next generation. And so I think that that played a huge part in shaping who I am today. And that's something to really celebrate.
Well, yes, it certainly is. And you have to love Philly. You know, I'm definitely one of those folks who's a big fan of Philadelphia. And, yeah, you know, I often notice, you know, kind of reading up about country artists and folks within, shall we say, the roots genre, they often have hidden talents. And when it comes to you, is there something surprising or unexpected that you're particularly good at outside of music?
So I used to use this as like a fun fact, and I'm not going to count this as my hidden talent. I'll give you something else that's really hidden because now I use it a lot, but I realized pretty young that I'm very good at whistling. And so like I'll whistle and people will literally stop me and be like, oh my gosh, was that you whistling? Because I guess I'm very good at whistling, but now I use it. I like use it in my music. So I can't really say that as my hidden talent, but I think that my hidden talent would probably be, I'm a really good sailor. I grew up sailing, in Maine, over the summers in Maine. And I was a sailing instructor. I like taught kids how to sail. I raced, I did like sailing races. And I don't get to sail nearly as often as I want to now, but I would say that that's kind of one of my hidden skills that you wouldn't expect of me.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that with us today. That's great. Yeah. I mean, more power to you. I can't sail to save my life. So at least I know who to call if I'm having sail trouble. So appreciate that. And of course, a big part.
I got you.
Oh, thank you. And of course, a big part of country music is, of course, the storytelling. And if you could be the protagonist in any country song, which song would it be and why?
Ooh, that's a hard question. One, because a lot of the country music that I love and listen to on repeat is like, they're pretty sad songs. And so I don't think I would necessarily want to be in that song. Oh my gosh. This is a very tough question for me. I think that I would pick, okay, I got it. I think that the song I would pick to be a protagonist in would be Kelsea Ballerini's If You Go Down, I'm Going Down Too. It's one of her newer songs that came out on her recent album. And it's just such a fun, it's a fun song and it's a jam. But it also is just about the best female friendship and like having that friend that you know would do anything for you and you would do anything for them. And I think that's such a powerful and strong thing to have. And so I would definitely want to be starring in that song with my friends.
I love that. And hey, it's Kelsea Ballerini. So you know, it's good stuff. Firstly, off the top of my head, I would have said Holding a Bottle for me, because I'm like, yeah, I can relate.
Yes, you know what? That is a very good one as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun one indeed. And speaking of, you know, these country artists, you and I talked about this a little bit off air. You did a brilliant cover of Kacey Musgraves's Merry-Go-Round. And how do you
feel?
Oh, you're very welcome. And how do you feel these days about Kacey ostensibly abandoning country in favor of a more pop-oriented style of music?
I think, you know, we as people change all the time. And I think that a lot of times artists, whether they're musical artists or actors or really, I mean, anybody creating in the public eye, they are kind of put into one space, if that's like, you know, where they started or why they got famous or why they found success. But there's lots of other ways to express herself, and maybe she's changed and she wants to try something new, or it's like more exciting or more fun for her in this moment. And so I think that if that's how she wants to be creating art and music at this moment in time, then that is amazing. And I think everybody should support that, because she's still creating amazing stuff. It's just in a different genre.
No, very, very much so. It's true. I mean, we've seen quite a few recently country artists kind of, should we say, make the trip over into other genres. Of course, Taylor Swift, a big example of that way back when as well, amongst others. And you mentioned the fact of kind of being discovered and what have you. These days, you have a lot of artists coming up from social media platforms like TikTok, for example, or other ones like in the case of Zach Bryan, for example, or Bailey Zimmerman, or even recently Oliver Anthony. And do you think that now these days that is the place to go in order to get discovered, seeing this trend that seems to be happening?
I hope not. I mean, I think that social media and especially recently TikTok have given a platform to a lot of people who weren't able to have a platform before. And in terms of artists who have been discovered on these platforms, it makes it a lot easier. Like, they don't have to move down to Nashville, or they don't have to spend all of this money to actually like make demos that they could then maybe send to a manager or maybe send to a label, and maybe they would get listened to. It's they're creating music from wherever they are, and if people listen and like it, then it's allowing folks to shoot up and do all of these amazing things without any of the blockers that they might have originally faced. However, I also think that there are a lot of artists who aren't on social media who are just as amazing and kind of making it in maybe trying to make it in maybe a more old-fashioned way, or they're trying to make it in their own way, because I do think that as much as you can learn about the algorithms and the hashtags and all the things, you can learn all these things about social media, there's such a huge aspect of luck. And so, you can be amazing and you can be posting on social media, but if it hasn't blown up in the same way, I would hope that there are other ways for you to still find your success without it being like a viral moment on social media.
Very eloquently put indeed. And for those who want to find out more about you, Charlotte, when it comes to your gigs or upcoming music and stuff like this, where can we send these folks to?
Yeah, so speaking of social media, I am on all of the major social media platforms under Charlotte Morris Music. Kind of my main social media platform is Instagram, but I am on TikTok and Facebook and Twitter. And then my website is www.charlottemorrismusic.com, and that will have kind of everything in one place. So it'll take you to my Spotify, my Apple Music, my socials. It'll have my show dates. It'll have any new music coming up, as well as literally anything you would need to know about me and my music is on my website.
Awesome stuff. Well, folks, you definitely know where to go for more Charlotte Morris goodness. And speaking of Charlotte Morris goodness, Charlotte, we are going to be going into another great song of yours, which will be Tennessee. Now, when it comes to this one, any particular stories behind this song?
Yeah, so I wrote this just a couple months after moving to Nashville. I moved there about a little over 2 years now, which is wild to think about. But I wrote this kind of coming out of my first summer there. And my first summer in Nashville was like the only way I can think of to describe it is like summer camp for adults. Like it felt totally separate from reality. Like everybody was, so happy to be out and about and going out drinking and eating and going on dates and going to the lake. And it just felt like a whirlwind of fun and new friends and new experiences. And I remembered that I am, in fact, an adult, things to do. And so I wrote the song kind of in that state where, I was kind of reminiscing on this amazing time that I had had, and there's like a sense of nostalgia, but I was also ready to move on to actually building my life in Nashville. And so I think that the song as it stands now, and what listeners will hear in just a moment, it shapes you and that you love, but you wouldn't want to still be in that time. You know, you're grateful it happened, but you're also grateful that you have moved on and grown. And that's what Tennessee is for me.
Fabulous stuff. Well, folks, we are going to be in this awesome song. This will be Charlotte Morris and the Tennessee. Charlotte, I want to once again thank you so, so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for the remainder of 2023.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, my people, you heard it from Miss Charlotte Morris. Be sure to check her out if you yet to do so. She is definitely worth your time. Here's the great song of hers. This will be Tennessee. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ-neck. We'll be right back after this.
Driving in your beat-up truck down back roads, listening to Joni way up loud, drawing out the seconds till it's over, 'cause they say that's what being young is about. Now we might not grow old together, we might not tell stories to our kids, 'cause baby, we ain't meant to be. I'm not your only one, but I will always have this Tennessee boy with the stars in his eyes, drinking Tennessee whiskey 'neath the Tennessee sky, chasing muddy waters where the Smokies meet the land, spending nights wrapped up in pretend. I will always have Tennessee, and Tennessee will always have me. Getting lost in neon, dancing to the songs that you don't know, acting like we'll be this way forever. We just ignore the signs that say we should let go, 'cause this ain't what they write about in movies, just booze and passion mixed with lonely nights. But baby, when you look at me, you see into my soul. So it helps the hurt to know this Tennessee boy with the stars in his eyes, drinking Tennessee whiskey 'neath the Tennessee sky, chasing muddy waters where the Smokies meet the nights wrapped up in pretend. I will always have Tennessee, and Tennessee will always have me. Just happy to remember what I had once. This Tennessee boy with the stars in his eyes, drinking Tennessee whiskey 'neath the Tennessee sky, chasing muddy waters where the Smokies meet the land, spending nights wrapped up in. I will always have Tennessee, Tennessee.